Oakland, Tuesday, October 12th, 7:22 p.m. It was an enormous concrete structure adjacent to a vast parking lot on the outskirts of Oakland. It was lit by harsh halogen lights. Behind the cyclone fence, most of the cars in the lot were junkers, but a few Cadillacs and Bentleys were there, too. Their limousine pulled up to the curb.
"Why are we here?" Bradley said. "I don't understand."
A policeman came to the window. "Mr. Evans? Peter Evans?"
"That's me.
Come this way, please." They all started to get out of the car. The cop said, "Just Mr. Evans." Bradley sputtered.
"But we are..."
"Sorry, sir. They just want Mr. Evans. You'll have to wait here." Jennifer smiled at Bradley.
"I'll keep you company."
"Great."
Evans got out of the car and followed the policeman through the metal door into the garage itself. The interior space was divided into long bays where cars were worked on in a row. Most of the bays seemed to be given over to the repair of police cars. Evans smelled the sharp odor of acetylene torches. He sidestepped patches of motor oil and gobs of grease on the floor. He said to the cop accompanying him,
"What's this about?"
"They're waiting for you, sir."
They were heading for the rear of the garage. They passed several crushed and blood-covered wrecks, seats drenched in blood, shattered windows dark red. Some wrecks had pieces of string that stretched out from them in various directions. One wreck was being measured by a pair of technicians in blue lab coats. Another crash was being photographed by a man with a camera on a tripod.
"Is he a policeman?" Evans said.
"Nah, lawyer. We have to let him in."
"So you deal with car wrecks here?"
"When it's appropriate."
They came around the corner, and Evans saw Kenner standing with three plainclothes policemen and two workers in blue lab coats. They were all standing around the crushed body of Morton's Ferrari Spider, now raised on a hydraulic lift with bright light shining up at it.
"Ah, Peter," Kenner said. "Did you make the identification of George?"
"Yes."
"Good man."
Evans came forward to stand beneath the car. Various sections of the underside had been marked with yellow cloth tags. Evans said,
"Okay, what's up?"
The plainclothesmen looked at one another. Then one of them began to speak.
"We've been examining this Ferrari, Mr. Evans."
"I see that."
"This is the car that Mr. Morton recently bought in Monterey?"
"I believe so."
"When was that purchase made?"
"I don't know exactly." Evans tried to think back.
"Not long ago, last month or so, his assistant Sarah told me George had bought it."
"Who bought it?"
"She did."
"What was your involvement?"
"I had none. She merely informed me that George had bought a car."
"You didn't make the purchase or arrange insurance, anything like that?"
"No.
All that would have been done by George's accountants."
"You never saw paperwork on the car?"
"No."
"And when did you first see the actual car itself?"
"The night George drove it away from the Mark Hopkins Hotel," Evans said.
"The night he died."
"Did you ever see the car prior to that evening?"
"No."
"Did you hire anyone to work on the car?"
"No."
"The car was transported from Monterey to a private garage in Sonoma, where it remained for 2 weeks before being taken to San Francisco. Did you arrange the private garage?"
"No."
"The rental was in your name."
Evans shook his head.
"I don't know anything about that," he said.
"But Morton often put rentals and leases in the name of his accountants or attorneys if he didn't want the owner or lessee to be publicly known."
"But if he did that, he would inform you?"
"Not necessarily."
"So you didn't know your name was being used?"
"No."
Who worked on the car in San Jose?
I have no idea.
Because, Mr. Evans, somebody did rather extensive work on this Ferrari before Morton ever got into it. The frame was weakened at the places you see marked by the yellow tags. Anti-skid, primitive in a vehicle this old, was disabled, and the discs were cross-loosened on the left front, right rear. Are you following me here?
Evans frowned.
This car was a death trap, Mr. Evans. Someone used it to kill your client. Lethal changes were made in a garage in Sonoma, and your name is on the lease.